And we find ourselves in a very lonely position. There is a great loneliness in leadership. But I repeat, we have to live with ourselves. A man has to live with his conscience. A man has to live up to his inner feelings. And I think just as a nation does. And we must face that situation. And I think that's all I'd like to say about it today. I know of few alternatives with which we can live, other than the alternative, I think, with which we are immediately faced.
Welcome back to the Leading LDS Podcast. My name is Kurt Frankum. I am the creator and host of the Leading LDS Podcast and LeadingLDS.com, which is an online resource to help leaders across the church have a platform to understand how to become a better leader. And today on the podcast, I wanted to maybe just kind of have a funner topic and a more casual topic, but nonetheless, it answers a question that a lot of people, a lot of leaders, especially those that preside in meetings, are asking themselves. And it's titled, Seven Options If a Speaker Ends Early, referencing presiding in a church meeting. And in the LDS church, in our meetings, there is generally always a presiding officer present. And it usually is the bishop or a member of the stake presidency, or somebody who is an authority that in most senior authority. And it's their duty to manage and direct the meeting as they see appropriate. And as we learn in Doctrine and Covenants 20, as they are led by the Holy Ghost according to the commandments and revelations of God. So the presiding officer is constantly measuring the time of the meeting. Will the speaker end early? Are they going to fill enough time? What am I going to do if this happens? And it's something that the presiding officer will constantly think in their head as they're trying to measure whether the speaker is going to end early and so forth. And you'll hear that verbal cue. You know, they'll say, in closing, or to conclude my thoughts, and so forth. Or maybe they'll launch into their closing testimony. And so you'll know, oh boy, I've got to do something. And you can glance at the clock and notice they didn't fill the time. And now what do you do? You got to have a plan. You got to have it fast. So I just want to go through seven options that you can consider as a presiding authority as it comes to presiding and there's extra time there. So the first one, and these are in no specific order for the most part, but the first one is look for a convert. And every ward has recent converts sitting in the pews. And if they don't have recent converts, there's somebody that joined the church long ago. And they're full of amazing conversion stories, because, and they're personal, because they lived it. And typically these will fill easily 10 to 20 minutes without needed preparation. And these experiences are based on the convert's testimony, so they don't even mind sharing it. They actually love to share it. And this is one of the easy go-to options when you're looking to fill a good chunk of time at the end of a meeting. And if you have a lot of time, you know, one or two of these conversion stories can easily fill any time. And it's not a waste of anybody's time. People love it. Love to hear those stories. They're uplifting. Option number two is spiritual milestones. Maybe those who have recently received their endowments or been married in the temple, they're at the peak of their spiritual lives. And so they're oozing with spirituality. They're high on the Spirit. And they have a lot of gratitude in those moments, and they've recently maybe been through a temple prep class, studied the specific doctrine related to that ordinance more closely, and so they're going to have rich content to share in those moments as they are asked to stand. And, you know, there's usually a story behind how what their experience was like when they went through the temple or when they were married or so forth. One thing to consider if you do invite some of these individuals to come up is to be sure to give them a time limit, because then you're going to have another problem if they get carried on in their story and now you're going to try and figure out how to get them to sit down. So, and that goes for the convert conversion stories as well. Third option, sing a hymn. In my opinion, the hymns of Zion really aren't sung enough in the church. Many people maybe get sick of them, especially if you sing the same hymns over and over again. But if there's time left in the meeting, instead of singing a closing hymn, sing two closing hymns. And if you're not sure what hymn to sing, ask somebody in the audience to come up and share what their favorite hymn is, and then invite the congregation to sing along. One of my favorite hymns, and one reason I like it so much, is because it fills a lot of time, is How Firm a Foundation, hymn number 85. All seven verses. The words are powerful, and the chorus and the final verses. Amen, amen. Just gets me every time, so it's totally worth using in those moments as a closing hymn. Number four, those famous words spoken by Elder Nelson a few conferences ago.
Ask the missionaries. They can help you.
They ring true in this circumstance as well, especially if you have some time to fill. This is a wonderful opportunity with this extra time in a ward to get to know the full-time missionaries. And so it feels like they're switching them out every 6 weeks with transfers. This is a great chance to invite them up, have them introduce themselves, share a testimony, and they're always full of such spiritual experiences as they go about their work day to day. They're full of experiences. They're inspiring and spiritual and will be totally worth the time of the meeting. Number five. Speak yourself. This is generally what I see as I go around to sacrament meetings, that the presiding authority will just stand and take 5 to 10 minutes of the remainder of the meeting. And it gives them the opportunity to give an endorsement of the gospel principles that were spoken. And one thing that I highly recommend is to create your own topical guide. And I actually wrote about this and how to do this over on MormonLifeHacker.com. How to use apps like note-taking apps like Evernote to, over time through your scripture study, accumulate notes and stories and quotes that you can fall back on in these moments when you need something to talk about. And so I generally tag these. And when I notice a speaker's ending early, I go to my Evernote app. I look for the tags that are related to the topic of the meeting that the speakers have maybe already talked on. And then I can easily find, you know, a handful, 5 to 6 stories, quotes, just rich gospel content that I can stand with confidence and share. And it helps create a foundation and also structure to my remarks, even though I wasn't planning on giving them. Suggestion number six, end early. Yes. This is actually legal. You can do this as a presiding authority. And believe it or not, when there is extra time, majority of the people, I don't know majority, but a lot of the people are saying, why can't we just get out early? You know, send them to the next class or go home. And if you decide to fill the remaining time with one of the other six suggestions, it better be good, because people hate getting their time wasted. And so, you know, you kind of run the risk of choosing to do something else to fill the time, of it being very superficial, not very spiritual, and so forth. So if you do decide not to end early, just make sure it's good. Suggestion number seven. Random testimonies, and this is generally what you'll see. The congregation will see that the speaker is about to end early, and they start to sweat because they know they have a bishop with a history of standing with a list and calling people out of the audience. And there's nothing wrong with this. It does kind of have that feel of the Hunger Games where people are thinking, oh, please, don't choose me. Please, somebody else, right? Everybody's staring at the carpet, not wanting to get called up. And then they go up there and it's kind of this awkward, well, I don't know what I'm going to say. And it can kind of turn on you quick and turn into a bad idea. But if it does come to this, the best thing you can do is whoever you select, whoever the presiding authority selects, make sure you throw them a bone, give them something to work with. So you may say, Sister Random, I'd like you to share your testimony. If you aren't sure what to talk about, just stand and tell us the impact that your eternal marriage has had on you and your family. And now they have a gospel principle they can stand and speak to, because obviously they have a testimony of that. At least, hopefully you know that. But yeah, throw them a bone, give them something to work with as they come up, so it's just not some superficial testimony that just hits basic, I know the church is true, yada yada, that doesn't have much power behind it. Finally, a bonus suggestion is turn to the Mormon messages. Now, Mormon messages are the short videos that the church puts out that have great messages and so forth. Now, in a sacrament meeting where media is probably not appropriate according to the handbooks, this probably wouldn't be a good idea. But if you're in an elders' quorum, in a Sunday school class, especially a youth meeting, this really resonates well with youth, turn to the Mormon messages, pull out your tablet or computer or whatever you have. Generally, there's Wi-Fi available in most churches, and turn on a Mormon message, and it fills a lot of time. It's very well done, and it will definitely bring the Spirit. Hopefully, these ideas help you. I encourage you to, I'm sure there's others I haven't thought of and would be great to add to this list. And so if you've been presiding in a meeting before, had extra time, and what have you found that works? Go to the post on leadinglds.com where you'll find this list of seven and add a comment there. Tell us what you've done that you found successful, and I'd love to get those ideas out there and share it so overall the meetings across the church can be better when the speaker decides to end early. While you're over there, be sure to, at the top of the website on leadinglds.com, join our newsletter and get additional content, sneak previews as far as content that we're working on, upcoming interviews and so forth. And really, I just want to start building community so that we can help one another and become better leaders. So until next time, become a leader, not a calling.